The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
All right, Steve Khalil in the house. And I say it wrong every time. Khalil, it's all wrong. Steve K. How did Steve?
I think there was a question. So this was a question I was supposed to add to it. The original question was on the form that we filled in was, you know, to submit for today was really talking about pain points.
Yes.
Right. You kind of talked about it a little bit specifically, and I don't know if you want to read the question or not, but basically, so Jennifer just recently had a client who had obvious pain. And while we're listening to it, I'm using terminology that I've learned, which was, you know, there's surface pain, but what's the deep pain here? And there was a, well, I don't have the skill set yet to kind of dig into, to dig that out, you know.
Let's do this. I found the best way to do it is to demonstrate. So if whoever's going to do the sales call, let me be the seller and you be the person that you were struggling with. And this is recorded, so you can go back and, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to me telling you, here's what you should say. Let's just play it out. And then you hear in real time with no explanation for me, you know, me, not, I don't want to plan or anything because it's not fair if I'm like, well, I know it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to rehearse. So if we just play it and Jennifer just shows up as the person, I'll do it. And right now during the role play, and by the way, just so you guys know, if I was doing this with my team, 3 is the best number to train with. 1 is buying, 1 is selling, and 1 is observing. So your role is the best role in this, Steve. If Jennifer's going to be buying and I'm going to be selling, she's focused on being that person, I'm focused on selling, you get the best seat in the house because you get to really do the observation. And when you do this training in teams of 3, you rotate. So everybody buys, everybody sells, and everybody observes. Obviously, you won't do all 3 of that, but if you're doing sales training for your team, you'd want to do it in 3s, buyer, seller, observer. And we're going to do it in 3. Jennifer's going to buy, I'm going to sell. Steve, you just get to observe and you'll get the best picture of this whole thing.
Sure.
Okay. Are you comfortable doing that? Jennifer, you got the easy job. You just get to be a pain in the ass buyer. Or a delightful buyer. I don't know, whoever this lady you were speaking with was, right?
So, yeah. So what do you want me to do exactly? Or you want me to tell you what?
You're going to be the lady.
Yeah, I'm going to be the lady.
So I'm going to do what the skill that you're trying to do, I'm going to demonstrate for you. So, and don't worry about it now. It's recorded. So don't be like, okay, I've got to learn.
I can't take notes.
You can't. No, because you're biased. No. Steve's observing. He's going to take notes. And future Jennifer will listen to the recording and she can take notes. But present Jennifer, you just focus on being this woman.
Fair? All right.
Okay. So I'm going to make one assumption and then we're just going to jump into the role play. The assumption is on the phone call, I set it up properly. Like we talk about module 6.1. I made sure that we talked about, we set the ground rules that you got time. And I'm going to set them again, by the way. So I'm going to start the calls and all these ground rules. I'm assuming we've already set on the phone and you've already said yes to these 24 hours ago when we set this appointment. Fair?
Okay.
Hey, Jennifer, thanks for inviting me out. I remember we talked yesterday. Just want to make sure we're still on the same page. I've got 30 minutes uninterrupted. I'm turning my phone onto silent, turn it on silent. You still have 30 minutes uninterrupted to get you taken care of?
Yes.
Cool. And for whatever reason, if I don't think we're a good fit or the best fit in the whole wide world to take care of you, do I have permission just to tell you I'm not a great fit?
Yes.
Cool. And vice versa. If you think you don't like the cut of my jib, my car, my face, my price, whatever, will you just tell me to piss off?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And for whatever reason, if at the end of the time, I think I know I can help you and you're like, oh my gosh, I know. What would you like to see happen at that point?
Get me scheduled in.
Perfect. So do you see how before we even start, she's already saying she's going to tell me no, which is fine. I'm going to tell her no, which is fine. Or we're going to start. There shall be no. I got to think it over. I got to whatever, yada, yada, yada. Great. Last thing, Jennifer, to make sure that I really understand the problem before I, God forbid, try and make a proposal to solve a problem I don't understand, I got to ask a bunch of questions. Is it okay if I ask a lot of questions so I really understand what's going on before I start yapping?
Sure.
Cool. I do that. So when I start asking pain questions, she doesn't fight me and go, why are you asking? So I get permission before so we don't fight after. All of that conversation we just summed up should have happened on the phone call before this conversation. So this is all, that's why she's being so, A, she's being agreeable because they're all easy questions to say yes to. And B, she's already said yes to these questions. And if she didn't say yes, I'm not here. If she's like, nope, I don't have time. I can't do it. Great. Call me when you have a problem. I'll come out and solve it. But until then, we're out. Okay. So that's the summing up of resetting the ground rules that we already set on the phone. Awesome. So let's dive in. What made you invite me out today? What's going on? What's not working?
I'm looking because I'm not happy with my prior cleaner that I currently have.
Oh no, I'm so sorry to hear that. What's going wrong?
It looks like that they're not dusting properly. Like some of the areas are not being touched. I do have a toddler at home, and I have noticed that when I had dropped yogurt on the floor, I must not have got it cleaned up well enough, that when they came out and cleaned, that I still had a yogurt spot on my floor.
Yeah. So how does that make you feel when you're spending good money and you still got a toddler crawling around in his own yogurt mess?
Not good. That would make me frustrated. Okay. For sure.
And how long has this been going on?
I've had them for a year and a half.
And have you been struggling with this the whole year and a half, or is it just recent?
It seems like at first, at the beginning, it was fine when the owner was actually out there helping, but now that she's got more, she's got a crew that's coming, but, it's been getting worse each time. I've been noticing things. She also has a turnover, a lot more, you know, I'm not getting consistent cleaners. I'm getting someone different every time.
So how's that affect? And by the way, if we were in a real thing, this would be a 20-minute conversation. I would let her talk more, but we're trying to do a role play in like 20 minutes. So if I cut you off, don't do that in real life. Give her, this should be a 20-minute conversation. We're gonna do it in four. Got it. Thank you for that, Jennifer. So how does that affect your day to day? How's your life materially worse when it's different cleaners and the lady's not there and the yogurt's still on the ground? How does that physically, personally affect you, girl?
Well, then it feels like that I need to go back through and I got to go back and clean my house because it's not being cleaned correctly.
Yikes. Okay. And does that, more of an angry thing, more of a frustrated thing, more of a sad thing?
I'd say probably sometimes angry and then sometimes a little frustrated.
Okay. And is this, and by the way, we do back and forth in time. How long have you been dealing with this? How long has it been going? I could go future. What's going to happen if we don't get this solved in the beginning? But she's got so much pain and this is so easy. I'm not even going to do that. How's it physically affecting you? She's going to try and externalize. It's the dust. It's the yogurt. It's the whatever. I'm like, what about you? And then we're going to go side to side. How does it affect the people around you? And that's almost always plenty for this. So just wanted to tell you, do what I'm doing, tell you what I'm doing, and then do what I'm doing. Gotcha. So, okay. So you personally, you're having frustration, you're having stress, you're paying these people to upset you. I get it. I would not like that either. Has this started to affect you, I'm assuming you're married, you and your husband affecting, or is that not gotten there yet?
I would say if I'm being frustrated and angry, I'm sure it's affecting my marriage because I'm probably venting to him about it.
And is it more, you feel like you're not being a good mom because you're a little boy or little girl?
I'll say girl.
You're a little girl. She's like, my girl or their girl? She's trying to
be real time. Like, I don't remember if I asked
her. There's so many options with that. Is it more frustrating that your little girl is not having the clean environment that you wanted, or that you're not able to be the wife that you want?
Yeah. My toddler's, crawling around on the dirty floor that I've, was expecting to have clean, and it's not now.
Okay. So that's, I'd probably go another 5 or 10 minutes, but you guys see, I already have enough pain to go forward. Like, this is only a $300 a month solution and she's already paying $250 or whatever. Like, she's probably paying somewhere already. So this is easy peasy. So I'm going to dive in. I mean, there's so many opportunities. How is this affecting your husband and you? Cause I'm guessing you're short with him and he's like, well, I'm paying this thing. Why is this thing filthy? And why, I don't mind paying for a cleaner, but now you're bitchy about the house being messy and I'm paying. Like, I would get into the relationship with that. Certainly moms feeling that their kids are crawling around filth. I mean, that's easy. I mean, we're just getting you clear on the problem. And the reason we're doing this isn't to make you feel bad. It's because if you just got this low grade, I'm mildly annoyed with my cleaner, you won't do anything about it and you'll stay mildly annoyed. So the gift I'm trying to give you is to get crystal clear on what the problem is, or not. If you're like, I don't care, it's fine, it doesn't, then I'm going to be like, sounds like life's great. You should just keep your cleaner. So keep in mind, we're not trying to sell somebody. I'm not trying to be a jerk. Like, sincerely, if you're like, it's fine, she's a 9 out of 10. I'm like, well, maybe I'm an 8. Who the hell knows? Call me when you got a real problem. So when we're getting people to go through their pain, it's not to make them feel bad or to be a jerk. It's just because we want them to understand the consequences. So they'll do what it takes to solve it. So just based on that, I don't know, 3 or 4 minute conversation we had, again, I'd go 10 or 20, but once I had your pain, I'm going to summarize, validate, and commit. So when I'm hearing you summary, when I hear you say, Jennifer, is you're paying these people to make you angry. And it makes you sick to see your little girl crawling around in old yogurt. And it's so bad. The frustration is coming on your poor husband who doesn't even have anything to do with this. Did I get that right or I miss anything? Summary.
Wow.
She's going to go, yes. Validate. We get that a lot. That is exactly why we do. Commit. That said, how committed are you going to get this solved today?
Well, that was where her problem went, is when I gave her some.
Well, hold on. We're not giving a price. I'm saying how committed are you? And keep in mind, you just told me for 20 minutes, your marriage is in trouble. You don't feel like a good mom. You're frustrated. You're miserable. So the likelihood of you, after saying all those things out loud to another human, when I go, how committed are you get this solved right now? The likelihood you go, not particularly, is zero.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you can.
Right away.
Yeah, right away. Of course I want to get solved. Great. Mm-hmm. We can get you on the schedule Tuesday, $300 a month. Just sign here and we'll get you going. Notice there's no sales pitch. There's no, we're going to clean this and we're going to do that. None of that crap.
Okay.
She had a problem. She told me she's committed to solve it right now. I told her I would tell her if I couldn't solve it. And if she's a hoarder and it's a mess, then I'm going to say, boy, I got to tell you, Jennifer, you deserve better. This is a real problem and I don't think we're the best in the world. So I'll say that. But she gave me permission. She said, I want to get you on the schedule. That was literally what she said. So once she gave me the problem, I summarized the problem. She said, that's it. I got her to commit to the problem. I'm 1,000% committed. Great. It's $300 a month. We'll get you started. Well, my current lady's 209. Jennifer, for God's sakes, if we're going to be miserable over $91, I feel terrible for you. If you want some help, let's get this fixed. If you don't, I don't know why you called me out. Do you want to make your life better or not?
Yeah. So onto that is, but my price was a lot higher than her prior cleaner. So right. I was like,
you're
almost
400
double.
And she's 80. Great. You're 400 and she's 80.
And she didn't want to, she was just like, I have to check with my husband. I get that a lot.
So hold on. Hold on. We were unpacking a bunch of stuff.
Hey, amazing people. You may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show.
It's almost always the pain. So really, my wife does that all the time. She is an adult, grown-ass woman. We have plenty of money. She can spend whatever she wants. She doesn't have to talk to me at all. When she tells a vendor, I have to talk to my husband, what she's really meaning, this isn't everybody, but I'm guessing 70% of the people you're talking to is, you haven't really helped me understand this in my mind to be comfortable enough. So I feel like I know I don't have to ask this. She spends money with them all the time. I don't give a shit. She's really, pardon my language. She's really saying, I'm not comfortable with this. You haven't given me enough data. I need to talk to another human that I trust, and he and I can figure this thing out together. I promise you, had you gotten real pain, and this lady has pain from the way you were playing it, she has pain. I'm guessing you just stayed super. And by the way, Steve made a really good point. He's like, we don't have the skill set. Nobody does. I didn't. I've been doing this for 20 years. So to expect call one, you're going to be great. Of course you're not. You're going to be terrible. But by this is an easy sale. By call 8 or 9 or 10, you'll be fantastic. So I promise you, it wasn't about the money. And again, if you're in the right house, if this is a $300,000 house and they're payment on it is $1,200 and you're $450, that's the wrong house, right? You should be in a house that they can afford it. But if she can afford this and she's paying $200 to make someone miserable and you're $400 to make her happy, easy peasy. So when they, you just can't believe the BS, and she believed it. I don't think she was lying to you. I think she felt she had to talk to her husband. But what she's really saying is, this seems too hard and the pain of giving you $400 today is greater than the pain of dealing with my kid walking around in yogurt, but you didn't put my nose in it enough for me to really feel the consequences. So I'm not going to take action, which is not serving her, right? So that's the beautiful thing, guys. The reason we say, if I'm not the best in the world to fix this, I'm going to tell you and not make an offer. That gives me permission to advocate and fight like heck for them. If I know I can help, then I know they have a real problem. So I know I'm not trying to get in your wallet because I want your money. I'm trying to get you to solve the problem because that's what you called me out here to do. And you gave me permission to say, we're going to get clear on this thing. And if I don't like you, I'm going to tell you to piss off. And if she just said, I don't think you can help me. I don't like you. I don't trust you. You're full of crap. I go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Can I find you another vendor? I'm not going to sell her or try and high pressure her. But if she's like, I'm miserable, and for $186 more, or whatever the difference was, I could be happy. I'm like, for crying out loud, Jennifer, what are you doing? Why are we even making money? if you're going to pay this lady to be miserable, you could at least be miserable for free. Fire, you save $150. But if it's not about the money, and if it's about you being the wife that you want and having the relationship with your daughter that you want, and your daughter not having to crawl around her own filth, for God's sakes, let me help you. Sure. See how I'm fighting for? I'm not trying to. And if she's like, I don't care. Screw my daughter. Screw my husband. I'm like, I can't help you. I'm done. Like, I'm not going to, you see what I'm saying? I'm not going to drag you to this new life, but you called me out to get help. I'm doing my best to help. And I can guarantee if you, and by the way, guys, gals, you are welcome to make sure it's legal. It's always legal. You just have to tell them, record a conversation, bring in a transcript. And I promise you, we could go in and go right there. I didn't get pain. So what happens is we lost the opportunity to serve them way up ahead, way in the, at the front. And we didn't realize it. And then when we go, well, I could maybe get you in. It's going to be, I know it's a lot, but it's going to be $350. And when you, you know, and you sell like that, she's like, I got to talk to my husband. I promise you, if we had the transcript or recording, we could see pretty clearly, like, oh, here's where that happened. So the big thing I would give you is practice. Listen to the recording I've done, and I'll role play this with you every week if you need, and you'll get better. And do not make your expectation that you'll be perfect this tomorrow. That's unreasonable expectation for any human being, including my friend Jennifer. So be like, yeah, I'm not good at this. I've never done it. This is a new way. I'm going to suck for a minute, and then I'll be really good at it. And that, just give yourself permission to be human. I guess. So
having heard you go through that, like, so when I was talking to her and we were kind of like trying to play through it a little bit, was, you know, that, how do you make you feel? How does that make you feel? And so that's kind of where I got hung up. But then you said, how does it make you feel that your child has to crawl through dirt? How does it make you feel that you're paying for a service that isn't being done? How does that make you feel, you know, that you have different people in your house all the time and you never see the same cleaners, or, you know, those kind of, just that little bit of, it was very, very beneficial for me, for sure, from the observing side, for sure.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to get Steve. Steve has the best, he's the one with all the smarts. He was listening. So that, exactly right. And so, hopefully, so you know this, Steve, just to encourage Jennifer, none of those were Mike's genius. Like, oh, I'm so good at this. She said all of those. Those were all Jennifer's. Mm-hmm. So yeah, okay, I just want to, I know you saw it, Steve. I want to make sure everyone else got it. This wasn't Mike going, your child crawling his own filth. She told me there was yogurt and her kid was crawling it. So don't be like, oh, Mike has to be smart or I have to be smart. I just listen really well. Feed it back to them. And how could she argue? She just told me that was the problem.
Yeah, so it's not a speculation. You're just repeating what they're saying. I mean, it's very simple.
And I will give you guys an encouragement. Again, these are very easy sales, by the way, when you have higher ticket sales for other things that aren't so cut and dry. Like, this is a commodity. It's pretty easy, because even if you're $400, you might have expected it's $300, but it's not like you're nine. You know, we sell a $15,000 program. Some people think it's going to be $8 an hour. You know, it's a wild variation. You know, like if you're selling a Honda, people know it's going to be $23,000 or $25,000, but not $70,000 and not $8,000. You guys have some sort of price band where they expect it to be. You know, you're not going to shock anyone with the price, or if you do, you're in the wrong home. God dang it, I had a point and then I wandered off. Steve had said, you just give their pain back to them. God, missed it. So sorry. Go through the recording again. And Steve's exactly right. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Even if you don't sell them or help them, we call it enrolling. We don't like selling people, but we enroll them. The beautiful thing is, this can still not be a waste of time. There's a good possibility, Jennifer, the ladies that you're talking to may not have had anyone really listen to them for like 20 or 30 minutes and pay attention, give a crap about them for months. So even if you just listened and be like, I'm here, I'm a human being listening to you. And then that's part of the value of like what Steve said, of repeating back what they said, you know, I'm listening because I'm hearing and I'm actually translating and spitting it back. So, you know, you're like, oh, he gets me. Even if they don't buy and you give that person, that lady, a gift, maybe she just needed that. And maybe God's like, that's what I had for you today for that hour, Jennifer. And you don't get paid on it, but you still get to invest in somebody. Makes me feel good. Anytime I do a sales call, if I feel like they left better on the call than they came and I didn't get any money, I'm like, that's okay. That was a good use of my time.
Oh yeah. I mean,
so Jennifer excels at that. She is 150% the front end of this business.
Which
she
is great.
Has had so many people that are just
look at her and look at you.
It doesn't make sense for us.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, she just, and if so, you would be stomped into some lady's house, is going to be different than Jennifer, right? She has an immediate, I'm a mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? She just has an advantage over you or I. Sorry. I mean, cut you off. Go ahead.
Which she's had so many times, and she can tell you so many times, you know, not so many times, but there's plenty of times that that the people are like, you know, it just doesn't make sense for the money side. I really wanted it to work too. Like, I really wanted it to work because I really like you. And so there's that connection. I think this might be the extra push, you know, to get into those deeper pain points that would really make that connection.
And let me also give you a frame that I think will help Jennifer for you. If you're going to be successful at helping these people, know, and I'll tell you, I don't always do enrollment calls. We typically have a team, but when I do a call, the ones that kill me, because I'm square on money, I'm good. But when I know I can change someone's freaking life and they're like, I'm too scared, I can't do it, I want to claw my eyes out. It makes me crazy. Not because I need their money, because I'm like, I effed up as a sale. If I was better at my job, their life would change forever. Mm-hmm. So what I want you to move from, Jennifer, I think will serve you and more importantly your clients, is move from they like me and they would have done it, they just quote unquote couldn't afford it. It's like, well, what's the goal of the call? Is it to make friends? No, you can make friends anytime. I'm sure everyone loves you. Sure. The goal is to help them freaking solve a problem. So I get off the phone and again, they're like, oh my God, Mike, thank you. You're the best, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, thank you, fine, whatever. I didn't change your freaking life. And it's a little different because obviously I think the stakes are a little higher for what we do than some other things, but I would still be more into, I knew I could help them and I wanted to help them. They called me for help and by God, I didn't help them. So don't equate a good outcome of they like me and they had a good time. And blah. And again, if that's all I can get, I'm still going to celebrate that I served them and I love them. And not that we're friends, but they just, someone listened to them and someone cared, and maybe they don't have anyone listening to them in their life that I like, but that's this much value. This poor woman, like, okay, I guess I'll just go back to cleaning my own thing or be miserable or having no help or not being supported, you know, trying to juggle 17 balls. And I was there to take two of those balls out of her hands and I couldn't. I don't consider that a win. So I just want you to know you're advocating for them and you can fight hard for them because you're not fighting for you. So that's the weird, if you're like, I need your money and I'm trying to manipulate you into being a customer, that's kind of gross and it's hard to really fight for them. But if you're like, you call me to solve a daggone problem and I'm not here to make you feel good, I want you to feel good, but that's not my job. My job is to help you understand if it's a real problem. If it's not, I won't sell you nothing. If you don't have a problem, I'm not going to try and get your pocket. Go do what you want to do. Call me when you're really miserable. But if you are miserable and you really do need the help, I'm going to fight like hell for you. And I don't even care. I would rather you love me forever than like me today. So just give yourself permission to advocate for them powerfully and be more, I'm here to solve a problem. And it's second, kind of like your kids, right? I want my kids to like me, but I need them to be a good human being and be raised properly. And if they like me, that's a great bonus. I'd love it. But if I have to choose between him being raised properly and not liking me over being completely permissive and him loving me and be a mess, well, I guess you're not going to like me, son, at least now. Maybe when you get older, you'll figure it out. But here's where we are. So just give yourself permission to fight like heck for them, not with them, not to try and get something from them, but to help them do what they called you out to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause sweet people like you sometimes struggle with that. Cause like, oh, I don't want to be too pushy. And it's like, well, again, if I'm trying to manipulate my kid for my benefit, that's pushy or rude or bad parenting. If I'm trying to manipulate him for his benefit, that's called good parenting. So if you're trying to help them make a decision because it's what you think is best for them and you fight like hell for that, don't give yourself any trouble. If you're trying to fight like hell cause you want their money and you don't care if they win or lose, well, then that's gross. Don't do that. But I don't think that's who you are. Okay, no. Cool. Just want to give you that permission and encouragement to be like, yeah, I'm going to fight for this person.
Thank you.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.